Hello, I'm going to do a little series of audio boos called Why Is Your Brain a Little Bit Rubbish? Because, yes, the human brain is absolutely brilliant, but everyone's brain has little quirks, little problems in our thinking. We call them fallacies, logical fallacies, that skew our thinking, and sometimes we get it a little bit wrong. So the first thing I'm going to look at is a logical fallacy called hindsight bias, which goes a little bit like this. Now, look at the US election. Now, if Romney wins the election, the US papers could read something like, "It was inevitable Romney won the election. Obama just couldn't overcome this rocky economic climate." Whereas if Obama wins the election, the papers could say, "Well, it was inevitable Obama won the election. He's been ahead from the primaries right through to the final election. Romney just failed to connect to the voter from the start." If I go out on my bike tomorrow and get squished, people could say, "Well, it's inevitable that that happened. He goes out, the mornings are getting darker. He rides along that dual carriageway at 50 kilometres an hour. It's inevitable." But if I get to work absolutely fine, people could say, "Well, of course Roger got to work on time. He makes that and fine. He makes that journey every day. He always has his lights on. He always wears a helmet. He's always aware of traffic and cycles carefully. That's inevitable." We, as human beings, this quirk of our thinking is we treat what did happen as the only thing that could have happened. So what causes confirmation bias? Well, the main reason is because as human beings, our memories are actually really rubbish, and that's something I'll talk about in a future boo. But we don't remember what we thought at the time. In a US college study, I've got this off Google, a professor asked a load of his students who they thought would win a Senate election, and 58% of the pupils got the right answer, so just over half. He then asked a different group of students, but same number afterwards, who did you think would win the election? And 78% of them then predicted the right person. So that shows hindsight bias. It seems with hindsight bias that the easier it is to come up with an explanation for something, the more inevitable it seems. So after an event, when you have an explanation, it's much more inevitable. And the simpler the explanation for an event is, the more convincing and inevitable what happened seems. Hindsight bias can make it harder to put ourselves in other people's shoes and work out if their decision was the right one, even if it did turn out to be wrong. And conspiracy nuts absolutely thrive on hindsight bias. Something like the Challenger crisis. Of course the Challenger was going to crash because of the faulty O-ring. How could NASA not spot it? How could the government not do something about it? It must be their fault. They must have known. That's the simplest explanation, but that thinking is caused by hindsight bias. Being aware of hindsight bias, just knowing it exists, might make you a little bit more likely to examine your own assumptions. If it stops you just thinking, "I knew that would happen," just a couple of times, that's really useful, and it can help you get to the true cause of why something actually happened.